The Way of All Flesh by Samuel Butler. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Chapter 1. When I was a small boy, at the beginning of the century, I remember an old man who wore knee breeches and worsted stockings, and who used to hobble about the street of our village with the help of a stick. He must have been getting on for 80 in the year 1807, earlier than which date I suppose I can hardly remember him, for I was born in 1802. A few white locks hung about his ears, his shoulders were bent, and his knees feeble, but he was still hale, and was much respected in our little world of Palem. His name was Pontifex. His wife was said to be his master. I have been told she brought him a little money, but it cannot have been much. She was a tall, square-shouldered person. I have heard my father call her a Gothic woman, who had insisted on being married to Mr. Pontifex when he was young and too good-natured to say nay to any woman who wooed him. The pair had lived, but not unhappily together, for Mr. Pontifex's temper was easy, and he soon learned to bow before his wife's more stormy moods. Mr. Pontifex was a carpenter by trade. He was also at one time parish clerk. When I remember him, however, he had so far risen in life as to be no longer compelled to work with his own hands. In his earlier days, he had taught himself to draw. I do not say he drew well, but it was surprising he should draw as well as he did. My father, who took the living of Palem about the year 1797.